It's time to take the quiz.
5 questions, 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week.
Take the quiz every weekday at thequiz.fox and then listen to the quiz podcast to find out how you did.
Play, share, and of course, listen to the quiz at thequiz.fox.
I'm Rachel Campos Duffy.
I'm Jason Chaffetz.
I'm Maria Bartiromo, and this is the Fox News Rundown.
Friday, March 29th, 2024. I'm John Saucier. How quickly does a year go by for you? For Wall Street Journal reporter Evan Gershkovich, this past year has been a long, slow, and extremely difficult roller coaster. Exactly 1 year ago today, he was arrested in Russia on espionage charges. He still has yet to face trial, but is facing life locked up in a Russian prison. A year later, his family and the nation still hoping he gets home.
The family just really wanted to speak out to say that it has been 12 months, and while they are proud to see that he is still so strong, it's been an incredibly painful year for them, hoping month after month, day after day, that this would eventually lead to some kind of freedom for Evan.
This is the Fox News Rundown, Evening Edition.
This is Jimmy Fallon, inviting you to join me for Fox Across America, where we'll discuss every single one of the Democrats' dumb ideas. Just kidding. It's only a 3-hour show. Listen live at noon Eastern or get the podcast at foxacrossamerica.com.
It's been a whole year now in a Russian jail cell for 32-year-old Wall Street Journal reporter Evan Gershkovich. We still have yet to see any evidence Russian authorities might offer up as to why they're holding him on espionage charges. This morning on the Fox News Channel, we interviewed his older sister, Danielle.
We have no other choice but to keep going, and we're just going to stay positive and believe that we'll get him home.
Evan remains locked up, and his future remains very uncertain.
12 months, really grim milestone when Evan, the 32-year-old Wall Street Journal reporter, should have been here in London. It's where he lived, where he was based. He should have been spending time with friends and family.
We're speaking about it today with Fox News London-based foreign correspondent Alex Hogan.
We know from the Wall Street Journal that he had weddings that he was supposed to go to this year, time with loved ones, time watching some of his favorite teams. He was very involved with his friend group here. Instead, he's been living the last 12 months behind bars. He spends 23 hours a day in this jail cell, locked inside. He only gets 1 hour a day to walk around, stretch his legs in this very small courtyard. He's allowed to meet with his lawyers once a week, but a very stark contrast, the life that he should have been living here in London and reporting all over the world, especially since he was just on a work trip in Russia 12 months ago when he was arrested in Yekaterinburg, accused of being a spy. But the fact is, 12 months later, there is still no evidence that has been provided from Russia in what would link him to some of those accusations. The White House, as well as his company, the Wall Street Journal, they have continued to deny these claims, saying that they are completely baseless and that he's wrongfully detained.
Yeah, he's locked up in this Soviet-era prison. We're learning about the conditions, Alex. You mentioned some of them. This jail cell, 6 feet by 6 feet. Same story with the so-called courtyard or exercise yard that he's allowed into. And it really, I mean, testing his mental toughness. And it just can't even imagine going through that. There's not only the missing your life that you were talking about there, but there's the everyday reality of this is your life and you don't know how and when you're getting out. I'm just thinking of the what that does to your mental health and how you can get through that. We did have an interview on the Fox News Channel today with the sister of Evan Gershkovich. What does she have to say about what her brother's facing and how he's getting through this?
Yeah, Danielle Gershkovich talked today on Fox. She talked about how she writes him letters, and despite how difficult it is for her, she can only imagine how difficult it must be for her little brother living in this jail, as you mentioned. It's just such a dark contrast to the life that this 32-year-old should have been living. She says that the family's constant looking for his mannerisms in some of the images that are released when he appears in these appeals in Moscow courtrooms.
We look for signs that Evan is okay and he's doing well. He has a lot of little mannerisms, and we just notice all of his expressions, his smiles. It's incredible. He's holding on, and he's so strong.
And they're always watching to see if any of his expressions are changing, but we have seen him have this same similar smile, a smirk that is sometimes seen as a way for him to reiterate that he is doing well, that his conditions, despite the fact of how grim it is, that he's keeping his spirits up. And that's exactly what the family says. He's writing to them in these letters, and the family just really wanted to speak out to say that it has been 12 months, and while they are proud to see that he is still so strong, it's been an incredibly painful year for them, hoping month after month, day after day, that this would eventually lead to some kind of freedom for Evan. Unfortunately, 12 months later, we also heard from some of his friends saying that after a year, we're basically at the same point. There has been no brokered release for Evan at this point. The White House did say that they proposed a potential prisoner exchange to Russia, but that latest exchange was denied, unfortunately.
1 minute you're a journalist, the next minute you're a political prisoner in a hostile country that's in a war with another country that you support. That minute has now lasted a whole year for Wall Street Journal reporter Evan Gershkovich, who remains jailed in Russia on espionage charges. Fox News foreign correspondent Alex Hogan is with us today with some updates on Evan and the effort to bring him home. We'll continue the conversation next. Gershkovich recently had a Russian court hearing where mm-hmm. there was some thought maybe they might do something, but they extended his pretrial detention.
So we have seen Evan in the courtroom, in various courtrooms in Moscow, 12 times in the last 12 months. He's routinely tried to appeal his sentence, which it is worth noting, this is not a prison sentence for a conviction. At this point, he is simply serving the sentence of a pretrial. So we still don't at this point have a date of when a trial could happen. So he continues to appeal, saying that he should be allowed to be home until the trial. That keeps getting denied, which happened once again this past week on Tuesday, that Moscow essentially saying he'll stay behind bars waiting for the trial at least 3 more months until June.
A year in a Russian prison so far, no word of getting out anytime soon, and you haven't even had a trial yet. And this is all on charges, Alex, mind you, that the United States believe are politically motivated. Can we talk a little bit more about that? The U.S. government says he's wrongfully detained.
Exactly. So the White House has continually denied that there's any basis whatsoever to this case, and going much further to say that Moscow is using some of these Americans essentially as pawns and political bargaining chips. We heard from President Biden today. He was asked specifically about Evan and what his stance one was. He said that he has done everything so far and that the Biden administration is not going to give up. And he went on to explain in a statement today that this is just shedding more light on how these reporters have gone into Russia to try to highlight some of Russia's aggression against Ukraine, and that this is a fully illegal detention, that despite that fact, that Evan Gershkovich is not losing hope. And we really have seen that despite the fact, as you mentioned, these grim conditions, 12 months away from his loved ones, family, work, overall life, locked in this cell, he still seems to be quite strong. And I think that is a testament to him. That is an amazing sight to be able to see. It's very easy to imagine how anyone could be in a situation like that and very quickly lose hope. And that is something that we're hearing once again from the White House, that they say he is not. He's remaining strong behind bars, and they're going to continue to try to advocate for him. The U.S. ambassador to Russia has routinely visited him as well, and that's something that we've heard her message, a similar stance, saying that every time she visits him after some of these appeals, despite the fact that the Russian court system continues to block any appeal, it's not causing him to cave into himself and shut out the rest of the world, he's still hopeful that this could happen for him.
Yeah, that U.S. ambassador to Russia, Lynn Tracy, she actually said outside the courthouse earlier this week, Alex, that Russia's using American citizens as pawns to achieve political ends. It certainly feels like that's what's going on here. And I actually wonder to myself, is it a major disadvantage for Gershkovich, the fact that it's an election year? And I don't mean just here in the United States, where obviously President Biden's running for re-election. It was an election year in Russia, too, where Vladimir Putin was going for re-election. Can we talk about some of the politics at play in both of those places?
Yeah, very, very big month in Russia. We just saw Russian President Vladimir Putin win another term, so his fifth consecutive term. This means he will serve another 6 years in power. So all of this really bubbling at this point with the death of Alexei Navalny earlier this year. That was just, you know, several weeks ago now that he died in a Russian penal colony. And Putin even mentioned last month that he was considering potentially a prisoner exchange that would involve Gershkovich. However, that's not come to fruition. And there's a lot of hope that that potentially could happen. Now, whether that does, it's likely too soon to know. But the fact that we're already talking about 12 months with no clear end in sight, it's disheartening for the family. It's disheartening for journalists around the world looking at this story and realizing that this can happen to other journalists. The U.S. has warned Americans not to travel to Russia because of the potential threat of arrests just like this.
Absolutely. And our thoughts are with Evan's family and, of course, with him and all of our colleagues over the Wall Street Journal as well. It's just a terrible story. And one thing that we can't do, Alex, we can't lose hope, because we know Evan isn't. The fact that he can crack a smile after 23 hours a day on lockdown, I think, is a testament to his strength. Alex Hogan, Fox News foreign correspondent out of London. Alex, thank you so much for your insight and reporting and for being with us here on the Fox News Rundown Evening Edition podcast.
Thank you, John.
You've been listening to the Fox News Rundown. And now, stay up to date by subscribing to this podcast at foxnewspodcasts.com. Listen ad-free on Fox News Podcasts Plus on Apple Podcasts. And Prime members can listen to the show ad-free on Amazon Music. And for up-to-the-minute news, go to foxnews.com. Kudlow on Fox Business is now on the go for podcast fans. Get key interviews with the biggest business newsmakers of the day. The Kudlow podcast will be available on the go after the show every weekday at foxbusinesspodcasts.com or wherever you download your favorite podcasts.